From KERA in Dallas-Fort Worth, Denton, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. You can call us with your questions and answers this hour at 800-933-5372. You can also email us anything at kera.org, and that's where we got these to start off today. Nicole in Denton says, I'm pretty sure my question or one very similar to it was answered on a previous show, but I can't remember what the answer was. Well, you're not alone, Nicole. If indeed we did ask this question before, I can't remember the answer either. She says, I'm looking for a nursery or tree farm in or near Denton that carries organic Christmas trees. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Vivian in Richardson says, there are parents, grandparents, siblings, and cousins. All of those words include males and females. Is there a single word, a collective noun, that describes both aunts and uncles? She says, I've wondered about that for years. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Ken is looking for a term for someone who writes new words. He says, often parody words, to an existing tune. He says, but I cannot think of it. Can you help? Well, that's what you're here for. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Sherry, writing from Woodrow Wilson High School, wants to know if there's a television station in Dallas with documentaries or similar programs. She says, I can find comedy series, telenovelas, et cetera, but I don't know if a channel exists like the History Channel or something like it. Well, right here in this very building, we have an affiliate to PBS that sort of pioneered that kind of television production before there was even cable television. KERA Channel 13 is one source, for local source, for that kind of material. Maybe somebody else has a suggestion. Call us, 800-933-5372. Let's get started today on the phones with Jose in Dallas. Hello, Jose.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, my question is this. I've always wondered, why is our nation's capital in the District of Columbia and not just like Virginia or an American soil?
You mean or in a state, rather?
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
I know that we covered this in in early college American government classes. Someone will have to call and give us the precise answer, and I'm sure someone will.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate that help.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Juan in Crawfordsville, Indiana. Hello, Juan.
Hi, Jeff. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Hey, same to you.
I have two quick questions.
Okay.
One is on GPSs, and I have a question. Who maintains the satellites or the equipment that GPS systems use? For example, if you go buy TomTom GPS,
mm-hmm.
you purchase the GPS itself, and you don't have a subscription service. So I'm curious who maintains the equipment.
Okay.
And then my second question is, in regards to burning a CD, if you were to copy a CD onto a computer and then take that same CD and play it in a stereo, does the audio quality of that CD drop?
Well, it depends on the format with which you are importing the audio data into the computer, into the digital file that you're taking off the CD. It depends on your sampling rate.
Okay.
But someone will call with all of those details for us, I'm sure, this hour.
Okay. Then just to make sure you understand correctly, it's just the CD. I'm aware of how songs are copied onto computers. I just
right.
want to know if the quality of the CD itself, after you've copied onto a computer, does it drop?
Oh no, I don't believe so. I don't think so. I think it's not like, you know, CDs do eventually wear out because of scratches and things like that happen in the environment. But I don't believe it's like playing a record, an old LP, where over many hundreds of plays, the vinyl itself starts to wear down. But someone will call with an answer for that.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Jeff.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Have a great weekend.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. This is from Alex in Olympia, Washington, who wrote us a couple of weeks ago, actually. Hope Alex is listening today. Wondering, as a lifelong fan of KERA, growing up in North Texas, and then still even after moving 1,700 miles, Alex writes, to Olympia, Washington a decade ago. He says, over the years, my favorite at 90.1 yearly event was the Glenn Mitchell Christmas Blockbuster, he says, which typically took place from noon to midnight, give or take, on the Sunday before Christmas. The song, stories, and assorted creative works were always nostalgic, thought-provoking, and entertaining. He says, with Glenn's tragic passing 4 years ago, a void's been left in my family's Yuletide traditions. My question, he says, are there any plans to renew that fun and fabulous event this year or any time in the future? Well, Alex, we've been running a really fantastic archive of some of Glenn's Christmas blockbuster work every year since his passing in 2005. And this year, we are airing a five-hour Glenn Mitchell Christmas blockbuster on Christmas Eve from 7 p.m. to midnight. So you can tune in at 7 p.m. on, I think it's Thursday the 24th. And for 5 hours, from 7 p.m. to midnight, you'll hear the Glenn Mitchell Christmas blockbuster, some of the finest material from years of archives that our very own Eric Bright has sorted through. And that'll be airing on Christmas Eve. So tune in for that. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Emily in Dallas. Hello, Emily.
Hi there.
Yes, go right ahead.
I just had a question to follow up to the Christmas tree thing. Mm-hmm. My first thought was, if you're not going to eat it, why do you need an organic tree? Is there any real advantage or disadvantage to, you know, pesticides not being used on it?
Sure. And you know, my first thought would be maybe for environmental just sort of environmental reasons at large and environmental reasons in the home.
Oh, just to, like, support a farm that doesn't use pesticides.
Exactly.
And
then some people do have very sensitive, very, you know, intense chemical sensitivities. And, you know, that might be the reason the person's asking. But
okay,
you know,
yeah,
maybe
that,
someone
that
will have
my
some.
My first thing was like, huh.
Maybe someone has some further thoughts on that.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Susan in Fort Worth. Hello, Susan.
Hi.
Yes, go right ahead.
I have an addendum to a question that's already out there about the aunts and uncles. Is there a single word for them? I've always wondered that about nieces and nephews. So if anybody knows the aunts and uncles one, could we just ask also about the nieces and nephews?
You betcha.
Thanks.
All right, thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Up next is Wes in Dallas. Hello, Wes.
Yeah, I was just calling in response to the email about a documentary television station for Dallas area.
Yeah.
I don't know of a TV station, but I have recently discovered a website called topdocumentaryfilms.com, and it has everything from comedy, history, mystery. It's full of all kinds of documentaries, and I've really enjoyed it the past couple weeks.
And
so,
what's
I
it,
mean, she might want to check that out.
And what's it called again?
TopDocumentaryFilms.com.
Okay, great. Well, Wes, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Up next is Dan in Dallas. Hello, Dan.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Washington, D.C. The founding fathers, when they decided that they wanted a capital, they decided that it would be best if the capital of this new country was not in any particular state, because they felt that if it was in a state, that they would give the state a special status. So Maryland and Virginia donated land on the Potomac, and Benjamin Banneker and Pierre Lefranc set out and designed what is Washington, D.C. today. And what happened was is that the land that Virginia donated really wasn't needed. And so they gave back the land to Virginia, and that's where the Pentagon and Arlington Cemetery and National Airport are. And the land that Maryland donated is where the bulk of the District of Columbia is. And originally, the land that Maryland donated, it wasn't great land. It was swamp land. And with the exception of Georgetown, it really wasn't, you know, prized real estate. As a matter of fact, there's a neighborhood in D.C. called Foggy Bottom, which is so low. The reason it's named that is because it's so low, it's always foggy in the morning.
Very good. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Let's see if we get one more maybe on this from Ed in Arlington. Hello, Ed.
Hi. Well, your previous caller pretty much stole my thunder, despite the fact that I was born in Washington, D.C. He gave a better answer than I possibly could have. I would add that I believe the provision for Washington, D.C. being the capital, is, I believe it's in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Not certain of that, but because I know the nation's capital of the 13 colonies, was originally Philadelphia, and it had been
right.
New York for a while.
New York,
eventually it came to Washington. I believe it was the Constitution established that. So with that being said, if I could, the only other answer I can provide to the calls that you've received so far are on the woman on the organic Christmas tree question.
Sure.
I would only say that it's because some people care about others, not just themselves.
Right, and like I said, a lot of times people will want to buy plants that have been grown that way simply to support the farmers who are growing their plants that way.
Yeah, I would concur with your analysis, your
sure.
answer there.
Well, Ed, thanks so much for calling.
Okay, bye.
You know, and really probably the easiest answer on the DC question is, we got this from Randy at anything@kera.org. Randy says the capital is in the District of Columbia because the founders did not want the capital of the nation to be in or under the control of any state government. He says back in the 18th century, the states did not trust each other as they do now. And I guess, you know, we did have that little civil war that happened for a few years there in the mid-19th century. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Jim in Dallas. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
Well, I have an answer, excuse me, to the compact disc question.
Yeah.
The material that is in the bottom of a compact disc, if you look at like a burnable CD, it's kind of blue.
Mm-hmm.
That material is organic. So from what I understand about this process, the laser itself will not like wear down the organic material in the CD, no matter how many times you play it, but it will degrade on its own time. That's why you have DVDs or CDs that have data on them. You know, every 4 or 5 years, it's good to just check on it and make sure that it's still working. This
okay.
is my understanding.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks very much, Jim.
Thanks a lot.
All right. 800-933-5372. Chip in Dallas emailed us anything@kera.org. The Global Positioning System, GPS, is a creation of the United States Department of Defense and is used for both military and civilian applications. The GPS satellites are controlled and maintained by the U.S. Air Force Space Command, and the main ground control segment is located in Colorado, but there are backups. And I think that that Chip's correct here. It was originally a military application, and from what I understand, the military GPS receivers are far, far, far more accurate than the ones that are licensed for civilian control. It's kind of like if you think about Google Maps, when you get in really close and it says, you know, the resolution at this level is not available, it's just not available to you and I, or you and me for that matter. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Steve in Dallas. Hello, Steve.
Hi, I was calling. I had a number for somebody that was looking to convert 8mm home movies to a DVD.
Okay.
I got a number for a place called DG Fast Channel.
Okay. Well, in lieu of giving out the phone number on the radio, I'll put you on hold, and we'll get the number from you on hold. But it's called DG Fast Channel?
Yes, sir.
And do you know where they're located?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you know where they're located?
No, I don't. I
okay.
got there from another person.
Okay.
So.
Well, let me pop you on hold, and we'll get that number from you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Steve. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Nick in Dallas says, love the show. Thanks for putting it on the air. He says, I have a 15-year-old Corvette, which has some issues that are above my mechanical ability to fix. He says, this is a fun car, a weekend car, so keeping it in running order 100% of the time is not a priority. He says, what I'm looking for is a mechanic who's willing to take my car and make it their low priority. In other words, they would work on it when things are slow around the shop and not charge me as much as a standard job. He says, most shops are very commercial and are not willing to make such deals, and I would greatly appreciate it if anyone out there knew a shop that was willing to do this. Well, if you know a shop that will take Nick's 15-year-old Corvette and just sort of work on it when they're slow and maybe make him a deal, call us, 800-933-5372. Or email us anything@kera.org. We'll be right back. From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, this is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Jeff Whittington. You can join us at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything@kera.org. Paul in Louisville reminds us that someone who writes a parody of any kind would, he says, I believe, be called a parodist. Susan in Plano says Whole Foods carries organic Christmas trees exclusively. She says, I saw them at the Plano store yesterday, and they are beautiful. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Grant in Dallas. Hello, Grant.
Hi, Jeff. Jeff. Happy holidays to you.
Yeah, same to you.
I have another answer different from what you had for a person who writes parody lyrics to already existing songs. I looked up on the web the official homepage for Weird Al Yankovic, and they have him billed as a pop satirist.
Very good.
So I thought I'd contribute that to the mix.
Well, you got to love Weird Al.
You do.
All right. Thanks, Grant.
Thank you.
800-933-5372 is where we find Kim in Garland. Hello, Kim.
Yes.
Yes, go right ahead.
My wife and I have outfitted our house with these new efficient light bulbs, the fluorescents.
The CFLs.
What do you call them?
The CFL, compact fluorescent light bulbs.
Yeah, they're kind of the little curly Q things, the spaghetti-looking things. Okay. Last night, my wife had gone to bed, and I was sitting up on the computer, and I smelled something burning. And I looked up, and there was a light fixture above my head that had three of these light bulbs in it. This particular one was made by GE. It says it's a helical 20-watt.
Right.
It was smoking like crazy. And so I went and turned the light fixture off and got a towel and got the bulb out. And the entire fixture, the bottom part that the glass fits into, I guess it's made out of some sort of a thick plastic, had just melted like crazy. And so my wife called GE this morning, and they told her that they had heard of this happening before, that Union Laboratories assured them that it would not catch on fire, but I have concerns that it might.
Right.
I was actually in the process. I was going to email you a picture of this thing to show you what it looked like. It looks like, you know, had it gone further, had we not been at home,
right,
this thing may have caught on fire.
Sure.
So I'd like another opinion from somebody else besides GE about whether these light fixtures can catch on fire.
Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you, Kim.
Okay. Thank you much.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Up next is Joseph in Arlington. Hello, Joseph.
Hi, Jeff. I'm wondering, it's probably during the winter, is there a local farming groups that get together to sell the vegetables, or is there not any during the winter? Trying to eat local and support local farmers.
Sure.
And then also, what would be in season? Probably nothing because it's cold, right? But I just wanted to ask that. If there is, we have started to try to eat organic and also during the summer went to some really nice farmer markets.
Sure.
But so you want to winter.
And you want to continue the you want to continue this?
Yes, if we could, but Whole Foods does a pretty good job, but it's pretty pricey.
Right.
And I also like talking to the farmers. And,
sure.
You know, knowing that it's actually staying here. And we've gone to Plano, and Frisco had a really, really nice one. But if there's any website or if there's an organization that knows that where they're going to be located.
Okay. Yeah, we'll ask. And there is a food website where you can find you know, CSA, community supported agriculture groups and trends in your area. And someone will hopefully email or call us and remind us of that. And
and
it sounds like you're not just looking in Arlington. You're willing to, you know, to branch out a little bit.
We've gone. The one in Frisco was pretty much a really nice one. We met. There was a lot of people up there. The one in Dallas that they had around White Rock was really little, but we liked that. We went to White Rock that day. So. We like to just go to them, me and my wife.
Sure.
Make it a trip to do
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get some resources for you.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
800-933-5372 is the telephone number. The email address, anything@kera.org. And Emily, writing from Suwanee, Tennessee, says, I recently had the opportunity to employ the Shakespearean phrase, all the world's a stage and the men and women merely players. However, she writes, when I looked to cite it from his play As You Like It, I came across several references saying that the phrase was in fact considered cliché during Shakespeare's time. If the audience was supposed to recognize this, where does its origin truly lie? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. Bruce in Benbrook emailed us, and he says, I have a question. Has there been a society, civilization, or tribe that has been discovered that did not believe in any kind of higher power, God, or gods? He says, I'm wondering if any group of people had been found who did not believe in an afterlife or hold any sort of religious ceremonies. Call us 800-933-5372. Email us anything at KERA.org. Up next is Tricia calling from Dallas. Hello, Tricia.
Hi. Listen, I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I was listening to the responses about the question about Washington, D.C., I guess I was hoping that somebody would elaborate just a little further about why they call it Washington, D.C., or District of Columbia. Why don't they call it Capital City,
right,
or U.S. Capital or something? Why do they call it District of Columbia?
Okay. Well, we'll see if someone will give us. I'm sure someone will call with a little more on that.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Up next is Tom in Arlington. Hello, Tom.
Hey, on the aunt or uncle,
yeah,
what you really need is a neuter noun for those in English, and there really just there isn't one. You're looking for something like parent or grandparent, and the closest thing you could get in English is like a Latin derivative, like parental sibling,
right?
Which is a compound word, but you can't do any better. German or French can handle this easily because they can make any noun neuter just by adding an ending, but since English is kind of a genderless language, once a sex is associated with it, there's just no way around it.
And of course, there isn't one, and I just didn't even think of it until we got the email. So
the parental sibling will work, and this kind of relates to the other answer I had, which is for the deliberate coining of a new word, which is what we need in this case. It's
sure.
called a neologism. There
exactly.
is a word for that, neologism. And someone who studies or does this would be a neologist. And the most prolific examples of these are probably writers of fiction, especially science fiction people like Heinlein, William Gibson, Asimov. They gave us like Grok, cyberspace, robotics, which are now just common words.
Right.
And then for the caller wanted somebody who does it for humorous effect would be somebody like Stephen Colbert, who gave us truthiness and actually got it into the Oxford English Dictionary. And I guess he would be a neologistic humorist.
I
thought about that. Yeah, parody would be another one. And if you gave him a shot at the aunt-uncle problem, he would probably call them the auntle.
I think Van emailed us. I was here in my stack, an email suggesting auntles.
Yeah, I think Stephen Colbert will be using that soon in an upcoming show, I haven't heard it yet.
All right, well, we'll hope that he credits you, Tom. Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks.
800-933-5372. Up next is Pam in Dallas. Hello, Pam.
Hi, Jeff. I have a question from my 13-year-old daughter.
Okay.
She heard in her U.S. history class that James Madison originally proposed 12 amendments to the Constitution, so that the Bill of Rights would have been 12 instead of 10. But her teacher said she didn't know what the two that didn't make it in were, and we were wondering if anybody out there, if they can confirm that this is true and that they know what the two missing amendments are.
Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at KERA.org. Up next is Bobby in Frisco.
Welcome.
Hello, Bobby.
Uh-oh,
that's
wireless customer.
Obviously Bobby's not there. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us, anything at KERA.org. We'll talk next to Jason in Dallas. Hello, Jason.
Hi, Jeff. Just wanted to ask, I'm a valet of the night, and I get pretty cold, and I just wonder if there's a vitamin or mineral I can take that will help me stay warm in the nights, in the cold nights.
Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get a suggestion for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. We got these emails. Let's see. Barb writes that it has always been my understanding that the CFL bulbs should not be used in a fixture where they are enclosed, like a ceiling fixture, a range, a vent hood, etc. And let's see. Sam says, I just dropped off my Super 8 millimeter films to be converted to DVD at Mike's Video Transfer in Hearst. So Mike's Video Transfer in Hearst will convert your Super 8 millimeter to DVD. He says, also, we'll send suggestion for a Corvette mechanic. He says, I have a 1989 that requires attention from time to time and found a reliable mechanic. So we will wait for Sam's email. And Bill in McLennan Chisholm says, I'm not sure if I heard the question correctly, about a term that could be used for a song that mimics another, but uses different lyrics for a comical or satirical effect. He says, but if that is the case, some possibilities are parody. He also suggests the word pastiche. Call us, 800-933-5372. Up next is Don in Fort Worth. Hello, Don.
Hi, Jeff. Merry Christmas.
Hey, same to you.
I have an answer for the caller who called in about a documentary station.
Yeah.
I know that on the cable channel that I, or the cable system that I use at my home, there is a documentary channel. And I don't think it's a local thing here in Dallas-Fort Worth, but if that caller or the person who asked the question were to go to the websites of any of the big cable people or dish providers, mm-hmm. They would probably have a listing of their channels on there and would have a description. And I think the call letters for that channel are like DOC.
Okay.
For documentary.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Don.
Okay. Sure thing.
And of course, you know, just those of you without cable, that station downstairs, KERA 13, runs some documentaries on occasion. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Susan in DeSoto. Hello, Susan.
Hi.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, I have an answer to the Washington, D.C. One plus the follow-up
okay,
question.
Okay, great. We've been waiting for you to call.
Well, the reason why the location of it was because it was close to George Washington's home estate, which is in Mount Vernon,
okay.
Which was a carriage ride. You know, he could make it there quickly. And so I'm not exactly sure why it's named Washington, D.C., but I think it's because it was, you know, because of George Washington.
Very good. Thanks so much.
Uh-huh.
800-933-5372. Up next is Bill in Fort Worth. Hello, Bill.
Hi. I had a question about the Forest Park Towers over on Forest Park and Park Place in Fort Worth. I just saw that they're renovating them. And I was wondering, it made me wonder what the origins of them were.
Okay, and what are they called again?
The Forest Park Towers. They're large stone, almost Spanish-looking towers
okay.
with what look like a terracotta roof.
Okay, great. Well, we'll ask and get an answer for you.
All right, thank you, Jeff.
Thanks for calling. We got some questions from the email inbox, anything@kera.org. Paul says he's getting nervous, and Terrell says, recently we took our first trips on the Bush Turnpike, not usually our route. So then I started seeing horror stories about toll road billing errors that cost drivers lots of money and trouble for bogus late charges. Paul's question is, what is the billing period and how soon after a trip will they mail a bill? Let's see. Jerome asks, if anyone knows of a Metroplex store that sells fresh ostrich eggs for eating. He says, I want to make a really big omelet at Christmas already tried Central Market and Whole Foods in Arlington. So if you can help Jerry, it's Jerry in Fort Worth, actually. If you can help Jerry in Fort Worth out, if you know any place that's selling fresh ostrich eggs, surely you can get those because I know people raise ostriches all over Texas and Oklahoma, and they've got to lay eggs, right? Chris asks, do all computers have multi-region DVD play capability, or are they set up to play only DVDs from their particular region? Chris says, I know multi-region DVD players are on the market, but I was wondering if computers are already capable of that. And one more from Chris in Fort Worth, who has a 3-year-old girl who recently started sucking her thumb. Chris says, I stop her over and over during the day, but at night she does it constantly, and she has actually made a sore on her thumb. Does anyone have any suggestion, a game that we can play to get her to stop doing this, or some other remedy? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. Up next is Mary Elizabeth in Fort Worth. Hello, Mary Elizabeth.
Hi. I'm calling with an answer about the farmer's market.
Sure.
There is Cowtown Farmer's Market in the Weatherford Traffic Circle in Fort Worth. It's open ground. And they have a website. I believe it's cowtownfarmersmarket.com. It may be .org.
Okay.
And it usually lists what they will have that week.
Okay.
And this time of year, it's a lot of greens and potatoes and cabbage.
Root vegetables and fall,
exactly.
Fall leafy crops.
This yeah. place also has a goat farmer with fresh goat cheese and some soaps, handmade soap. So there's a little bit more than vegetables, but there's plenty of vegetables.
Great. Thanks so much.
Okay. Right. Bye-bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Sarah in Dallas. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Jeff. I am calling in answer to the question about local farmers markets.
Yes.
And wanted to mention that tomorrow, in fact, is the White Rock local market, and it's the last one of the year until the spring, but it should be fairly large with, as the former caller said, seasonal root vegetables and greens, locally raised grass-fed beef and lamb even,
okay.
Pork.
And this is where. And this is the last one till the spring tomorrow?
Yes, and it's at 702 North Buckner, which is right at North Cliff and Buckner, in front of the Green Spot gas station.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Hey, how are your chickens?
They're great, thanks. They're cold.
Are they?
Yes.
Well, we're getting ours on Sunday, so I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
The chicken odyssey begins.
Yes.
Thanks for calling, Sarah.
All right, thanks.
800-933-5372. Let's get one more on this from Brian in Dallas. Hello, Brian.
Yes, this is Brian Cummings. Hey,
yes.
Just wanted to, in addition to the Cowtown and the White Rock Lake, there's a year-round farmer's market that started in November called the Four Seasons Market, and it's at the Firewheel Town Center in Garland. That's off of Bush and 78, the northwest corner there, or northeast corner.
Great.
And about 40 vendors. Vegetables, cheeses, meats, and crafts, all local.
Excellent. Brian, thanks so much for calling.
Sure thing.
All right. 800-933-5372. Sherry in Dallas says, tell your caller looking for locally grown produce in season to check out the Texas Department of Agriculture. They have a Go Texan website that has great information, and you can find it at PickTexas, all one word, PickTexas.com. So the Texas Department of Agriculture is pulling some of that together. And Betty says, regarding Washington, D.C., also in the mix was a compromise. With a new nation under a new constitution, there was the matter of the debts of the 13 states. The first Secretary of the Treasury, Hamilton, wanted the new federal government to assume the debts of the states. Virginia was opposed because its debt was very low. So to compromise, the new capital was moved between Maryland and Virginia. This also pleased southern states who feared the commercial power of those states in the southern areas. And, of course, the capital would be named for George Washington, who never occupied the White House or the Capitol. Betty, thanks for that email. You can email us anything at KERA.org or call us 800-933-5372. You're listening to Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas-Fort Worth Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. The phone number is 800-933-5372. The email address, anything at KERA.org. Polly in Plano, who says she loves the show, says a more generally used term for aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews would be cousin, which would relate to any relative, older or younger. Carly in Haltom City writes, I'm chemically challenged and need to know how a little 6-ounce bottle of engine cleaner, when mixed with 20 gallons of gasoline, has any effect on the automobile. Carly says it doesn't seem realistic that such a small amount of chemical would be enough to clean fuel injectors and all the other engine parts. Well, if you have an opinion on that, call us, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Lynn in Plano. Hello, Lynn.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon.
Same to you.
Hi. Question in light of the recent security breach during the state dinner, I wanted to know, I was talking to a friend this morning, mm-hmm. and we both wanted to know, what is the line of succession? We can get it down to perhaps 3 or 4, but all the important people in Washington who run our country were there for the most part,
right.
Like the president, the vice president, the speaker of the House. We think the secretary of state was there. So we want to know who takes over in the sense of a catastrophic event in our country.
Right.
What is the succession line?
Okay. Well, we'll ask someone. Someone will call us probably maybe even before the end of the hour today.
One other thing, the
sure.
lady who has the daughter who sucks her thumb
uh-huh.
is going to be extremely difficult to get anything to put on the thumb, whether it's a wrap or any type of medicine. I went through this with my daughter, and you almost virtually have to let them grow out of it. But I'll tell you what my doctor told me in regards to thumb sucking and bedwetting. You never have a child go to college wetting their bed or sucking their thumb. You sometimes just have to be patient and wait
right.
it out.
Okay. Well, Lynn, thanks very much for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's see. Ryan in Denton says, I don't have kids, but I do have 2 dogs, and when they were puppies, they predictably liked to chew on everything. He says, most pet stores carry a bitter spray that tastes terrible but is otherwise harmless. You can spray it on furniture or whatever else the dogs like to destroy, and they will learn very quickly not to chew anymore. I would imagine that the spray or some other long-lasting bad-tasting substance would work quite well on children. Well, you know, before you rush out to the pet store and spray stuff on your kid's hands, you might want to talk with your physician. Paul in Fort Worth says most kids can't stand the taste of horseradish, and it lasts a long time. Paul says put some horseradish on a kid's thumb, and she will stop sucking it. And let's see, I think we can get at least one more opinion on this from Martin in Fort Worth. Hello, Martin.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah, the thumb-sucking thing, you know, you can't negotiate with children
right.
that are of that age. They are just about like a terrorist. It's going to be their way or it's going to be a problem. What we did, and it worked, we put a sock over the hand,
mm-hmm.
the rubber band.
Okay.
And the little fingers, if it's a small rubber band, they have a difficult time, you know, maybe put two rubber bands and kind of tangle them up a little bit, and they have a difficult time getting that off, and they don't like sucking on that sock.
Okay. Well, it's worth a try, I guess.
Thank you.
Thanks, Martin. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Russ in Irving. Hello, Russ.
Hey, Betty is absolutely correct about the District of Columbia affair. It dealt with Hamilton's report on the Treasury. Virginia not only didn't want to deal with it because of them already having paid debts, but because of the balance of power in government. The Columbia part comes at least in part from an allegorical figure of Columbia being a metaphor for good government.
Okay, very good. Russ, thanks so much. Line open, 800-933-5372. Cecilia in Dallas wants to know, what was the movie that was being filmed this last Tuesday and Wednesday at the 3800 block home sitting next to the creek on Turtle Creek Boulevard? Does anybody know the name of the movie or the project that was being filmed this past Tuesday and Wednesday in the 3800 block of Turtle Creek Boulevard? It sounds like they were in a home there. Let's see. Joseph says the Piraha people of the Amazon do not believe in a god or gods. They only believe in what they can see or feel. And it's P-I-R-A-H-A, the Piraha tribe. D in McKinney says, you can change your computer to read DVDs from other regions. Beware, however, you can only change back and forth between regions a preset number of times before your computer becomes permanently set to a region. And it will cost you to change after that preset number of times. Let's see. Melissa in Dallas says, love the show, been a longtime listener. Safety break, Melissa says, in North Oak Cliff are the people that baby my cars. She says they're a family-owned business that will certainly take good care of the Corvette as well as work on it as a low priority, as the caller asked. I called them and specifically asked for this listener, and they were very positive that they can help him. Let's see. Melissa says their prices are very competitive, and they work on vintage antique cars as well. And it's called Safety Brake Services on North Beckley Avenue in the Oak Cliff, North Oak Cliff area of Dallas. So thanks very much, Melissa, for that. DM in Dallas asks, did the caller mean that the compact fluorescent bulb, the CFL, was smoking, or that the lamp fixture in which it was functioning was smoking? DM says, I've used CFLs for years and never had any problems with them. We have occasionally bought inexpensive lamps that began to smoke, however, and had to be discarded. If it was the fixture that was smoking, DM says, I would think that a regular bulb would be more dangerous because regular bulbs get hotter. Thanks for the show. I listen a lot. Yeah, I think the caller said that the lamp, the actual CFL bulb, was smoking and that the fixture started melting. So that would lead me to believe, just from what, you know, from what we heard on the air, that maybe that particular bulb was defective and heating up a little too much. Don says there was 12 amendments that would have been the Bill of Rights. And you can, he sent a very, very long website, which we'll look up and try to link on our website. And actually, there's a call from Patrick in Cleburne. Hello, Patrick.
Yes, there were 12. Excuse me.
Yes.
I knew the minute I took a bite of something to eat, you would bring me up. There were originally 12 proposed. It was the first two that didn't pass in 1789. The first one was about apportionment of members of the House of Representatives. It said, mm-hmm. you know, there'd be one representative for every 30,000 people, And then I think when the number reached 100, it would go up to one for every 50,000. That never passed. The second proposed amendment related to pay and congressional pay going up between sessions.
Right.
That did pass in 1997, I think, after a assistant to, I believe it was Congressman Charlie Stenholm from Texas, noticed that it had gotten enough signatures from the state that nobody had ever paid attention to it. So that became the 27th Amendment.
Okay.
Now, the question about the order of succession, Vice President, Speaker of the House, President Pro Tem of the Senate, then the Secretary of State, and then it goes through all of the cabinet officials in the order in which their department was created.
Okay.
And that's why whenever you have a joint session of Congress, there's always one cabinet official, at least since the Cold War era.
Sure.
There's always one cabinet official that they keep at an undisclosed location.
Yeah, and we got an email from Trey in Denton who says it is Vice President, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and then President Pro Tem of the Senate, Robert Byrd, and then it's Secretary of State, Treasury, Defense, and Attorney General, and then Interior, Agriculture, Commerce, Labor, Health and Human Services, Housing and Urban Development, Transportation, Energy, Education, Veterans Affairs, and finally, the Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, would be the 18th in the line of succession for the presidency.
And I hope we never get anywhere close to that.
Boy, yeah, you and all of us, all of us here and all of us listening. Thanks so much for calling, Patrick.
Sure.
All right. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Joe in Frisco. Hello, Joe.
Hi there. I have two answers.
Okay.
One is about the thumb sucking.
Okay.
I didn't catch the age of the child. What was it?
3-year-old.
Okay. There is a thing that you can get from a pharmacist, or from just a pharmacy in general, called Thumb, T-H-U-M. And it's essentially a little capsicum solution, you know, the stuff that is red peppers.
Right.
You paint it on their thumbs. They won't suck them because it, you know, it burns a little bit. The thing that you have to be careful with is if the child is too young to really understand consequences, they might put their thumb in their eye.
Right.
And then you're going to have lots of tears.
So it's T-H-U-M is the product.
T-H-U-M, yeah.
Very good.
A little glass bottle.
Okay.
The other thing is the DVD players. You can get regionless DVD players, but for the most part, they have actually been illegally produced. There is a law called the DMCA, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, that forbids the circumvention of, among other things, region encoding. Nobody really goes after them because it's just not a big enough thing for the Justice Department to worry about. But technically, most of those regionless DVD players are illegal. But it is quite possible to get them, there are actually licensed ones, but mostly folks like movie studios and the
sure.
like have those.
Okay. Well, Joe, thanks so much for calling.
Have a good one.
All right, you too. Let's see. Frank in Fort Worth says the towers on Forest Park in Fort Worth marked the original entrance to Forest Park and the Fort Worth Zoo before they opened roads off of University Drive that will take you into that area. Let's see. Jane says every Friday in Arlington on Front Street in the downtown area, there's a farmer's market with organic food. And it's every Friday in Arlington on Front Street in the downtown area. David in Arlington says the actual drive on your computer itself does not read the region, but the software used to play it back does, and there are many different software packages out there that will do region-free playback. 800-933-5372. Time for a couple more calls before we close the books on this edition of the show. Let's talk next to John in Dallas. Hello, John.
Hello. How are you today?
Doing well.
Good. This is about the question, all the world's a stage that someone had. And the answer is that the Latin form of that, totus mundus agit histrionem, was something that Shakespeare and probably every other schoolboy at the time would have learned in school when they were first learning Latin. It's an old saying which goes back in that form to about the 12th century. There's a man named John of Salisbury who wrote a book in which that line appears. But John of Salisbury was actually paraphrasing a line from a Roman poet of the first century named Petronius. And so if you think it goes back at least as far as Petronius, then by the time it got to Shakespeare, that line was already about 1,500 years old.
So they'd been saying it.
They've been saying it for
forever,
that long.
Yes.
Yeah, just as we now say things from Shakespeare sometimes without realizing it.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the sense in which it was a cliche.
Very good. Okay? John, thanks so much.
You are so welcome. Bye-bye.
800-933-5372 is where we find Carol in Dallas. Hello, Carol.
Hi, I'm just calling about the man looking for the car repair for his Corvette.
Yeah.
There's a place in Plano called Marlowe's, M-A-R-L-O-W, and they're on the west side of Central between Park and 15th. That would be a good shot.
Okay.
And then on these light bulbs, a lot of them have mercury in them, and Home Depot will recycle all those bulbs and batteries. I know it's battery time because of the holidays.
Sure.
So the mercury sure doesn't need to go in our environment.
Very good. Well, Carol, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Right. Love your show.
Thank you. Let's see. Sherry says, I'm a former thumb sucker, and my parents used a product called Hot Thumb to try to get me to stop. It didn't work. Ultimately, I started enjoying all the attention I was getting for this behavior. The best option, Sherry says, is to just ignore the behavior. There may be an underlying reason, since thumb sucking is a form of self-soothing. Have you had a recent change in the house, new baby, big girl bed, etc.? You may be able to help her with a transition that seems simple to you but is more traumatic for her. She will ultimately grow out of this. Sherry says, I did, but I'm certain that I would have stopped sooner if the behavior had been ignored. And she says, by the way, I love horseradish. Thank you, Sherry. And let's see, Tinley highly recommends checking out the website localharvest.org. That's the website I was trying to think of earlier. localharvest.org, where you can find all kinds of CSA information in your area. And let's I think we have time for at least one more call. Let's talk to Dallas, calling from Denton. Hello, Dallas.
Yes, I have an answer for the regional playback for DVDs.
Yeah.
The software on your computer that controls that is called a codec, C-O-D-E-C, and you would download something called a codec pack in order to play video files from different regions and in different formats and stuff.
Okay, and it's readily available, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I actually, if you want, I have one that I could recommend that me and most of the people I know use,
mm-hmm.
and it works for most everybody, and it's free.
And what's it called?
It's called K, like the letter K, dash Lite, L-I-T-E, codec pack, and you can just Google that.
Okay.
And it'll come up on there for download.
Thanks very much, Dallas.
Thank you.
All right. Anything You Ever Wanted to Know is produced by yours truly. Nilofer Arsala is our engineer. Thank you very much, Nilofer. Fiona Norton answers the phones. Thank you, Fiona. Our associate producer is Betsy Lewis. Thank you very much, Betsy. And our intern is Alicia Melke. We have her for one more week. Thanks again for your help, Alicia. You can download episodes of the show at KERA.org and sign up for our free weekly podcast while you're there. And, of course, send us your questions and answers, comments and suggestions. Send those to us at anything@KERA.org. Again, I'm Jeff Whittington. Thank you so much for listening, and have a fantastic weekend.